Good day. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, delivering your latest weekly superannuation news wrap this Wednesday, November 19th, 2025. A remarkable week in superannuation news looks to bring a wind of change for consumers across Australia. Commencing our coverage today, we turn our focus to the legislative arena. Our Parliament has recently proposed significant alterations to the pension rules. This progressive move aims to make superannuation more accessible to low-income earners. Details regarding the legislation's enactment are still to be finalized, yet we anticipate further developments in the upcoming days. Next, we dive into the world of finance, specifically the Australian Stock Exchange. Rumors are proving substantial that a large superannuation fund is considering delisting from the exchange. This step could reshape the landscape for superannuation investors, shifting priorities and methods of investment. Evaluations by leading financial analysts on the potential impacts are still underway, but it's clear that this move will inevitably generate a ripple effect in the industry. Moving to state developments, Queensland recently launched a progressive initiative offering educational courses to its citizens, helping them better understand their superannuation. A commendable move, this initiative aims to empower individuals, assisting them in making informed decisions surrounding their pensions. If successful, other states may follow suit, pioneering a much-needed nationwide education drive in the sector. In business news, our very own Financial Services Online has taken strides in enhancing consumer experiences in the superannuation sector. Leveraging advanced algorithms and artificial intelligence, our teams are committed to offering comprehensive, targeted, and convenient superannuation services. For more information about our services, please visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. Finally, this week saw celebrations of World Pensions Day, a global reminder of the critical importance of superannuation. It provided an opportunity for us in Australia to introspect and appreciate the superannuation safeguards in place, ensuring abundant and secure retirements for ourselves and our generations to come. That's it for today's Superannuation News Wrap. Keep an eye out for more updates next Wednesday here on Financial Services Online. Stay informed, stay secure. I am Paige Estrotori. Until next time.